Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.kk.
We're back.
We hope you had a lovely bank holiday weekend. Yay. My name is Jan Mulligan and my co-presenter...
It's me, Angela Briar Stevenson.
In case you didn't know, that's Angela. So we hope you're all suitably refreshed.
I'm a bit far away land at the moment, aren't I?
You are. Well, we've had a break from the radio station.
So yeah. What do I do again, Paul?
Keen listeners may have noticed that I've already pressed one button too soon.
So you're just eager beaver.
Eager beaver. Two pieces of music back to back. A bit too soon there, so I apologise for that.
Yeah, no worries.
But Angela is also bursting at the seams to give you her information. She met with Jesse Pavelka.
I did, got pictures to prove it.
So that will be coming up later on in the show. A good interview and some information about the exercise and the walk that you went on there.
Yes.
But we have a lovely studio guest with us today. So welcome to Brenda Cameron. Hello, Brenda.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Brenda. Brenda, she looked lovely, didn't she?
Sunny smile, yeah. Sunny weather.
Very relaxed.
Brenda's here to tell us, or enlighten us even. Mm. See what I did there? Enlighten us about the lightning process.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. And I must apologise to Brenda straight away because her piece of music that she had requested was the piece of music I pressed the button on a bit too soon. So you'll have to sing it to us when we get to that point of the stage. But Brenda, you're here today to give us your fascinating story, your journey, and to share with your listeners your experiences of trying the lightning process for yourself and now using it as a business tool. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Jan.
So, but a good few years ago, you'd not heard of the lightning process.
No,
you were on the business treadmill, as a lot of us.
I certainly was.
So can you take us back to the day when things went a little awry for you?
I can. I'm going to take you back to 90, or take myself back to 1999, the beginning of 1999, and I certainly was on that merry-go-round. I was a field director for an international market research company. Loved my job, exciting, stressful, 80 hours a week sometimes, lots of travel, staying away from home all week, just coming home at weekends.
Right.
My social life was busy, just as busy as my work life, but I was loving life.
A little hamster on a wheel, keeping
hamster
going.
On a wheel, didn't want to get off, didn't know how to get off. And little by little, throughout 1999, I noticed that I was getting a little bit more tired. I needed to rest at weekends when I got home from work, just so that I could go back to work on a Monday morning.
Right.
Didn't really think too much about it, but just noticed that my social life was just disappearing, really.
Mm-hmm.
And by August 1999, my alarm went off one Monday morning, and I couldn't get out of bed. I could barely lift up the telephone to ring my company to tell them that I wouldn't be in work that day. And to be honest, I never went back to that job.
Wow.
10 years later, yeah. I did go back to work, but not to that job. Eventually, 3 or 4 months later, I was diagnosed with ME, also known as chronic fatigue syndrome. And at my best, I would have to rest most of the day. I couldn't have a conversation. I couldn't talk like this. I couldn't read a newspaper, a book. Couldn't speak on the telephone. Couldn't bear daylight. Couldn't stand anybody around me. I just lay on a an old chaise longue I had in my converted attic, looking at the ceiling. I didn't sleep very much. I didn't eat very well. Life became an absolute living nightmare, total contrast to what I was used to. I was devastated. Having been diagnosed with ME, the prognosis was pretty dire. My neurologist said that there was little hope of recovery.
That's not really what you want to hear, is it?
No, unfortunately not. My sister's very... I can understand, because my sister went through the same process, and the GPs, it's sort of... There's a few pills and potions they can do, but not much.
But you know differently now.
I do know differently now. My friends and family, particularly my family, were amazing. They looked up every treatment, remedy and cure, all of which I tried.
So you've been through the list.
I have. I've had acupuncture, reflexology, Reiki, metamorphic treatment.
Oh, not heard of that one. What's that one?
Having your feet stroked and taking you back to when you were a tiny baby.
Right.
Spiritualist healing. It was quite nice. Yeah. I quite like having my feet tickled, but. I tried cognitive behaviour therapy. I actually did a long-distance learning course for mindfulness meditation and yoga. The list was endless, and I tried absolutely everything. I got respite for a short period of time for most things, but nothing really helped with the condition. Until... A friend sent me a newspaper clipping. She was my boss. She'd been my boss many years ago. She never forgot me. And she sent me a newspaper clipping about Esther Ranson's daughter.
Oh, right. Yes. She it had ME.
That's correct. Yeah. It was in the health section of the Mail. And she'd had ME for many years and been in a wheelchair. She'd been on a 3-day training course. And unbelievably, she was now working. I didn't know that I could go on this course. How would I do it? How would I get there? I'd be too exhausted. It took 6 months before my family and I came up with a plan that I could get up to London to do this training course. And on the 31st of July 2007, I went along to London to Crouch End to... do the lightning process with Phil Parker. I rested in the car all the way up and had no idea how I was going to get through the course.
So I am assuming that someone drove you then? That you
my son.
Yeah.
My son, yes.
The car was not on autopilot.
Yeah, my
She's
son.
Got hidden talents, this lady.
All very automatic. Yeah, my son drove me to London and dropped me off at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That must have been awfully daunting. The journey itself, having not been out and about very much.
I just believed that this was going to be the thing. This was going to be the thing that was going to do it. I always believed that I would recover.
Right.
My son picked me up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I never had a rest again in the daytime.
Wow.
He took me home. And I asked my granddaughters if they'd like to go to the park. Well, they'd never known me to be well. They'd always known me to, do you need to have a rest now? Is it time for your rest? So we walked to the park, which
took... on the same day as the course?
On the same day, on day one.
Wow.
We walked to the park, which took half an hour.
Uh-huh.
I pushed them on the swings, got on the seesaw with them, and walked back for half an hour.
That is incredible.
Day two, I got home. My son picked me up at 1 o'clock again and took me at 9 o'clock in the morning, of course. And I took my granddaughters to the supermarket and bought... I drove my car. I bought the food for the barbecue. And I came back and cooked the barbecue for the whole family. Went back on day three. My life was transformed. And since then, my life has... I've done things I never imagined I could. 6 weeks after doing the lightning process on September the 16th, my friend and neighbour, who'd also been chronically ill and had recovered, set out in her car, in her mini convertible with the roof down, and off we went to Italy. We drove to Italy. I drove all around Europe 6 weeks after doing the lightning process.
Hey. Here's that film's in my head now with the two women in with the car.
That was not a good ending.
No. But the beginning bit's
the beginning
great.
Bit's
Thelma
that
and
is incredible. So 6 weeks.
6 weeks
and
after
the day before, even though you believed you were going to do the course and it was going to help, you still felt all your symptoms, all the fatigue.
I rested in the car. I'd stayed with my son the night before because there was no way I could have come from my house and gone straight up to London.
Sure.
I used to rest for 5 minutes after any kind of activity. And as I said, after day three of the lightning process, or day one for me actually, I didn't rest again.
That is incredible.
It is incredible.
Now, at this point, we had planned to play your music because your music comes from your road trip, doesn't
yes,
it? So tell us a bit, little bit about your road trip and why the piece of music that we haven't got, and I do apologise, listeners, it's Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Can't we press play? Won't that work?
Play will take us to the next jingle.
Okay.
Sorry. I trigger happy.
I've not got
so
a very good voice, but
don't worry.
I might give it a go the first line, but what actually happened was, as I said, I was chronically ill for over 8 years, and I had a neighbour who, amazingly enough, she'd had an accident and she was also chronically ill and recovering from that. And after I'd done the lightning process, we decided that we were just going to get in the car, we made no plans, pack a bag and drive around Europe. And that's exactly what we did. And on that morning of the 16th of September, we didn't plan this. As we put the radio on came Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And we sped out of the village of Farningham, where I lived at the time, singing at the top of our voices of Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And that was it. We went off for a month.
Bit of your theme tune. I suppose it's better than, because I'm just thinking, Mini, Italy. What's in my head, Jan?
One of my favourite songs.
Mind.
It's the Italian job. Pretty girl.
Not supposed to do, was it? Not supposed
only
to blow
supposed
those
to doors off. Yes. But you weren't doing that. You were looking
stuff.
At the scenery, taking in the food, the atmosphere.
And France, Italy,
good.
Germany, Switzerland,
yes,
Austria.
Six weeks after
doing the lightning process.
So,
bellissimo.
Tell us a little bit of the lightning process from the novice's viewpoint. We'll come to the scientific, the where it gets its impetus from in a moment. But take us through your 3 days, not in great detail, obviously, because it's going to preempt a few things. But the first experience of turning up and who else was there? What were people looking for?
Can I interrupt just to double check, though, from my... did you know anything about it before you went? Did you say that you'd sort of read up about it, or was it a bit of an unknown entity when you arrived at the doors?
Well, I did know a little bit about it.
Okay.
Because one of the things about the lightning process is everybody who goes on the course is recommended to read the book,
right.
An Introduction to the Lightning Process by Phil Parker.
Right.
And I was also asked to do as much research as I could into the lightning process, looking at YouTube and Phil Parker's website, to read about all the other people who'd done the lightning process and made changes. So I read through all of this information, and obviously Esther Ranson's daughter's story was in the newspaper, so I did know a little bit about it.
Right.
Cool. Thank you for that.
So, and you heard about it from Esther Ranson's daughter, who had ME. You had ME.
Yes.
And you turned up. Was it a room full of people with ME, or were people there for a variety of reasons?
There were people there with a variety of conditions. There were people there who... one person had depression. Another person, I believe, had some kind of stress.
Right.
Low self-esteem, There were a variety of conditions, but to be perfectly honest with you, when I first arrived, there was such a lot going on. I wondered how on earth I was going to manage this six. There were six trainees and a couple of observers there, because some people who are unwell take their carers with them.
Right.
So there were a few people there, and I was looking around thinking, oh, how will I get through this this morning? But in no time at all, it was 1 o'clock and we'd completed the morning's training, because the training's about 4 or 5 hours a day.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, that's quite heavy in itself, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, actually, I mean, anybody going on a
fully
training
fit
course,
a training day,
you come
four
out of a training
hours.
Course, you're like, oh, brain dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I came out of the training course and my son was waiting for me in the car and I had a smile going from ear to ear. And what was great was I talked to him all the way home, because normally, well, in the past,
yeah,
when I was in the car with anybody, I would just be laying there resting and everybody knew not to talk to me.
Sure.
Because if they did, when we got wherever we were going, I would have no energy.
Yeah.
That was my understanding then. So I smiled from ear to ear. My son drove me home. We chatted all the way.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
So what is the lightning process?
The lightning process is a 3-day training course that teaches you how to influence your health, well-being and your life, using techniques based on how the mind and body interact and work together.
Okay.
It combines neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay.
Otherwise known as NLP.
Yep.
That's one of Angela's tools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm one of those practitioners.
Clinical hypnotherapy.
I don't do that.
Life coaching.
I do that.
And the principles behind osteopathy.
I don't
Oh,
do
wow.
That.
And it combines those things in a very unique way.
Wow. It's quite a mixture there going
is,
on,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It is. It is. And it actually looks at how you change your relationship with yourself.
Right.
And it looks, amongst other things, it looks at things like the beliefs you have.
Mm-hmm.
It looks at, because beliefs have a massive influence
Absolutely.
On our health and our physiology.
Yeah.
It looks at the posture, our posture.
One of my pets.
Yes. Your pet topics, Jan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, that has an enormous effect on our cellular physiology.
Mm-hmm.
It looks at the language we use. The language we use can keep us stuck. Absolutely. You know, what sorts of things do you say to yourself? Do you say, well, you're stupid, you can't do that? Or do you say, oh, you're absolutely amazing, you're wonderful, you know, I love you. The language you use.
I love you.
Yes, yes, is actually.
But it's true. We often don't say that we laugh ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that's something that Jesse was saying on his program. Look in the mirror and I love you. You know, you're a great person.
Mm. So yeah. You know, it looks at the language we use, and it also looks at the physical emergency response, which is whenever the body perceives an emergency or a threat to its safety, it automatically produces the physical emergency response,
mm-hmm.
which triggers the sympathetic nervous system and floods our body with powerful hormones like adrenaline, noradrenaline, mm-hmm. dopamine, things like that, which gives our muscles a real boost of energy. And that's great. That's just what the body needs to deal with a threat.
Mm. Fight that tiger.
Yeah. Yes. However, long-term activation of that system can have a detrimental effect on other body systems. And so what the lightning process does, it teaches you to recognise when the body is producing the PER. It teaches you how to stop that. And best of all, it teaches you how to switch on that nurturing part of the nervous system. So in effect, the lightning process is all about rebalancing the body.
Excellent. So taking you back to when you were your hamster on your wheel,
mm-hmm.
you were triggering that adrenaline
over
and over again, with no release and no calm down mechanism.
So just attacking your body, aren't you, all the
Foot
time?
Foot on the accelerator all the time.
Yeah. And expecting there to be a never-ending run of fuel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And of course there isn't.
Now, before the show, we were talking in preparation. Pick up a penguin? No, in preparation
oh, yes,
for today.
Please.
And you
Chocolate.
Mentioned there was an example exercise that you could take us through to show people.
Yes,
is that
please.
Possible?
This isn't actually the lightning. You know, I'm not going to give you an exercise at the moment of the lightning process, but really it's just to show everybody. It's a bit of fun to show everybody how the mind and body do work together.
Okay, so do our listeners need to be doing anything particular in preparation?
Yes, I'd like Angela and you, Jan, to just close your eyes and relax. And the listeners at home can do
Angela,
this too.
Okay, so we're relaxing.
I'm closed.
Close eyes.
Just closing your eyes and maybe take a couple of deep breaths to relax a bit.
That's better.
Now I'd like you all to take yourselves back to the first time you fell madly and passionately in love. Your first love.
Is anybody else flushing?
Can I ask, is that with something or someone? Does it not matter?
It can be something or someone.
Thank you.
When you very first fell madly and passionately in love. And see what you saw at that time and who you saw or what you saw. Feel how that felt.
I'm getting a bit hot.
And hear what you heard or who you heard. Experiencing those wonderful feelings of being so in love. Everything is brighter. The sun shines brighter, colours are more vivid. You can't wait to get up every day to experience it all over again, and you're full of energy. Just feel those magical feelings of being so in love. And allow those feelings to flood all the way through your body. Breathe that in. And then as you get ready to come back, opening your eyes, how did that feel?
Jan, you're so lucky there is a big, huge bench between us because I want to give you a huge hug.
Stop
you,
it, Angela.
You don't like doing big hugs, do you? You virtually hug me, but you don't, I just want to hug everyone now.
That's just a little example of how our mind and body interact, because we have no idea how powerful our thoughts are and the absolute power we have. The lightning process is all about you are the most influential person in your life, and you've no idea how much power you have over your health and your well-being.
Definitely.
Excellent.
I could go on now to take you back to the time when your first love broke your heart. But as this program is all about
I don't
good
like
health,
blood.
That's
no,
right.
We've got good health. And actually,
we could do exactly that.
Where's my knife?
Part of what you were explaining us and asking us now was taking us to a happy day.
Yay.
Yes.
And that's brilliant, Link. Because providing I can tell my finger to behave itself, we should have, after the next jingle, the Happy Days theme tune.
Yay!
So bear with us, folks.
Happy days.
Hoping my finger will.
I can always
paint.
Sing for you, Jan. You know, but
I'm know fading you out now.
She is, isn't it? Turn me off.
Channel Radio. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, the cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are all happy and free. These days are all shattered and leave. Black gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold. Right, can't be wrong, rocking and rolling all week long. Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
And welcome back to Who Cares Wins.
The Fonz.
Angela's doing the body actions that go with that piece of
Should've
music.
Should have brought me bike.
If you're past 20, past 30, I suppose, you probably remember the Fonz and Happy Days.
That's a brilliant programme. And a very apt tune.
Very apt tune, because Brenda Cameron, our special guest today, is having Happy Days every day.
Absolutely.
Thanks to her experiences with the lightning process. So we spoke a little bit before the break. You took us through an exercise, which, as you say, wasn't pertaining necessarily to the lightning process, but was showing us what the power of the mind and the body working together. Mm-hmm. So I'd like you to take you back now to the lightning process itself. You've given us a bit about what it is. What can it do? Who can it help? Is it everybody?
Well, the course can be used in targeted ways across a number of very different conditions. Our clients have reported improvements with fatigue, chronic pain, irritable bowel syndrome, obsessive compulsive disorders, compulsive thoughts, sleep disorders, anger, self-esteem, neurological conditions, autoimmune conditions.
Wow.
Neurobehaviour conditions. However,
right,
for some people, they don't have a label for their conditions.
Okay.
And their condition has been unresponsive to other treatments. So the lightning process really is something that can be helpful to everybody.
Right.
The lightning process teaches you to be the best you can possibly be.
Okay, now you started awesome. That sentence with our clients,
yes,
because you've taken the next step, having been on the course, having experienced it, and presumably practicing its lessons in your daily life. You have now adopted it as part of your business.
I have. On day one of the lightning process, and I was lucky enough to do the lightning process with Phil Parker, the designer of the lightning process, and he asked us all a question. When you no longer have this condition that you've come along with, what do you want to do? And he said, be imaginative, be creative. And I said, I either want to be a ski instructor or a lightning process practitioner. So 1 year later, after I'd done things I could have never imagined I'd done, including going on the Olympic bobsleigh run in Italy.
Did you win?
It was just for fun.
But I did win then. Yeah. No one to compete against.
I was at the back and I was the one who had my head bobbed about, but it was something I'd always wanted to do.
It's an experience.
Never in a million years, 1 year before, did I think I could ever do something like that.
Awesome.
But I've lost my train of thought now.
A lightning process. Well, I'm just wondering, ski instructor and or lightning process paper.
Yeah.
You could have done the two.
Maybe I could do
maybe
both.
That's on the horizon.
But so I decided to enrol on Phil's training course to be a lightning process practitioner at his London Institute.
Right.
And I'm now qualified.
Excellent.
And I'm lucky enough to work with some amazing people, teaching them how to make changes similar to those that I made.
So wonderful. You are now teaching you, effectively, the you as you were all those years ago.
So you've sort of role reversal now, isn't it? How long did that take? Sorry, Jan, if I jumped in with your question. How long did your qualification process take?
Well, initially, you need to qualify as an NLP practitioner,
okay,
clinical hypnotherapist, and a life coach.
Righto.
And learn various other stuff before you can then go on to train as a lightning process practitioner. So it took a couple of years. I qualified in October 2009, and now I'm lucky enough to work with some amazing people, and I feel quite honoured that I can help people to change their lives. It's an amazing, best job in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I might fight you for that one, but yes. I take it.
Yes. So you yes. are in a room, yes. we're quite yes. competitive here we sometimes. Are. Yes. But yes, we're all in it together. Yes.
We are.
Yes.
We've all got the best job in the world.
Who just, cares wins.
Absolutely. Right. But what, I mean, that's fascinating that one practice has that bedrock of four other practices yep. underneath yes. it.
It's quite unique.
He won't let you train until you've done those.
Which correct. Is good.
Yes.
Which good stuff.
It certainly means that you've got to be committed.
Yeah.
And you've got to have that interest and passion to move forward, which is brilliant.
I think you'll find that all of the lightning process practitioners, and I'm sure practitioners across other techniques, mm-hmm. We do all have that passion. Mm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do the work that you did. We all have that passion to help other people change their lives, do
although
what we've
done. I think
done.
There's still people out there that don't have that passion, and I think people will recognise that. But you're very right, Brenda. Those that have the passion, it's quite easy to then see it. It's a bit like people that try and sell you things they don't really believe in.
Mm.
It's the same process. So if you come across a lightning process practitioner, there may well be somebody that maybe it didn't resonate so well with.
Mm.
But you, it's, you know, you've got your story as much as the qualification behind it. You know, yeah. It's that life experience again.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. I live my life according to the lightning process, if you like, because what the lightning process does, and it gives you a life you love.
So can you take us through, without giving away the whole course, yes. can you take us through? It's not that easy, Angela. You do have to qualify first.
Oh, yes. I forgot that bit.
But can you take us through from the point of view of the novice, so yes. somebody appearing with symptoms, what might the first morning contain?
What happens is, it starts before that actually, Jan. We call it the lightning process journey.
Right.
So, as this morning, I had somebody contacted me by email saying that they'd like to come along and do the lightning process. Because I was coming here, I quickly emailed back to say that I'll call them when I get back.
If you're listening in, then she will, we promise.
Yes.
And what happens is, as I said before, we always recommend that you read the book, An Introduction to the Lightning Process by Phil Parker. Do your research. We then ask you to fill out an application form so that we can see that you're in just the right place to get the benefits of the lightning process. And we'll do any pre-course coaching that is necessary
right.
to get you ready for the course. So day one of the lightning process, you come along and you learn to do the lightning process. So from day one, many of our clients make changes from day one because they're taught to use the lightning process and they use it on day one of the training. Day two and day three, you learn the advanced elements of the lightning process, as well as having plenty of time to be coached while you're using the process. After the process, it's really important that you carry on using the skills and the tools that you've learned on the course. And there are various structures in place to help you to do that. And as a practitioner myself, I support my clients for up to a year after they've done the course. I don't hear too much from them, I have to say. Most of them are sort of off doing stuff, but the support is there for those who need it.
Right. And actually, taking you on that point of the year's support, you were mentioning earlier that some people hear about the lightning process and go, actually, it's a bit expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I can do that. But you had an interesting comparison.
Yes, I did. To do the lightning process course with myself is £620. And that includes all pre-course coaching.
That's not that expensive. Would you compare? Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Sorry. She's going to compare, sorry. And this is the interesting bit. Wait for it, Angela.
Where's my makeup?
Angela's done that for me. So any pre-course coaching that's required, you come along on the lightning process course, which is 3 to 5 hours every day. You get a manual, a CD, and then you're supported for up to a year after you've done the lightning process. My clients are supported.
Right.
I'm not all lightning process practitioners, although we all teach the same training course.
Mm-hmm.
They may vary mm. as to their support structures.
Right.
However,
mm. Yours is
there. Ear. There are structures in place given by all opening process practitioners.
Right.
And the comparison for me is, I'm really pleased that you mentioned about the cost, Jan, because it gives me the opportunity to say that one of the things I did was cognitive behaviour therapy. And I did that for 2 years. My therapist was wonderful. She helped me, and I'm sure it was partly due to her that I was able to go on the lightning process. But in those 2 years, I saw her once a month.
Right.
So that was 24 times whatever the cost was at the time, between £45 and £65. But at the end of my time with my therapist, although I'd learned how to manage my illness, I still had ME.
Right.
Now, for some people, I'm sure there are other therapies that have worked for them, but for me, I need to go on and do the lightning process. So if you look at the cost, I think if you work out the hourly rate of the lightning process, I would say that clients get a minimum of 18 hours with me. That works out, you know, sort of 30 something pounds per hour.
Yeah.
That's the cost of a massage.
And I think lightning process to one side, I think that's an important thing for any training course, that when people see a lump sum,
yeah,
that's a lot of money to think about. But if you then break it down to the hourly rate, yep, if you then break it down to the materials you've been provided,
the resources,
and if there is after course support, what, yeah, the hourly rate for that might be, most courses are then not as expensive as you first think. But obviously, also, if you're faced with hundreds on that piece of paper,
how much do you value your life or your what you're doing and living at the moment?
Yes.
Is it worth, perhaps, you know, you're hearing from Brenda, is it worth that complete change, amazing change? Maybe 600 quid is a mere spit in the ocean.
That's what that noise was.
And of course, with the lightning process, for me, I got change very quickly.
Right.
Whereas with other therapies, I'm not sure how quick the change is. I'm sure some are. But for me, it was the lightning process that gave me that quick change. Within 3 days, my life was transformed.
And on that day one of the course, is it group work? Is it one-on-one? Is it written work? Is it physical work? What might people expect?
On day one, you can work one-to-one with your trainer, or you can work in groups. Either is equally good. And on day one, you'll learn how and why you've got stuck in this destructive spiral.
Right.
You'll learn how that's happened, and you'll be taught how to retrain your brain's pathways by spotting these cycles, these destructive cycles, doing a set of simple movements and self-coaching techniques, and changing the way your brain influences your health and body. That's the sort of thing you'll be doing on the course. There is a bit of theory to it,
right?
And that's how you find out how and why you've got stuck, and that's how you find out what these destructive spirals are, so that you can spot them and then learn to stop them.
And apart from practicing, is there any homework? Do people have to submit?
There's a little bit of homework.
There's always homework.
There's a little bit of homework.
The dog ate it.
You have a manual, right, so you can check up on everything. Little bit of homework each night. But each afternoon, and this is the bit for me, you know, I said to you that I went out to the park with my granddaughters.
Yes.
We ask the clients, when you leave the training course today, we'd like you to go out and do something you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
So that's your homework.
That's your homework.
You go out and do it so that the next day you can come back and tell everybody about what you've done that's different.
And is there a negative side? Is there anybody who might not benefit? Or can there be certain conditions where it might actually be detrimental because of the state that the person's in at the time?
I go back to something I said a little bit earlier about the lightning process teaches you to be the best you can possibly be. And also, I mentioned that some people don't have a label for their condition. And the lightning process teaches you to have a life you love. So provided you come along and participate in the training and I mean, you know, step into it and really be there and really engage with commit the training. It, yeah. And then you practice what you've learned. We find that most people benefit from the training. Those who don't generally have perhaps got something slightly wrong and they need, you know, a little bit more coaching, or they're not doing the training because, right. And I think this is a really important point, I teach people the skills to fix themselves.
Yeah, but they fix themselves.
That's the difference, yeah, of a training program. Mm. I'm giving you the tools to fix yourself. So you have to be prepared to come along and do the work. But if you do the work, the benefits are huge.
Excellent.
That's like everything.
It's, absolutely. You've got to get to out there the and
do
in,
it, haven't you? You can't just say, oh, well, I've sent them, we've said this before on the ready. Put a note out to the universe. Yeah, but you've got to get out there and do it as well. You, yes, can't just sit back and watch Sky.
So we have listeners out there, and they're now chomping at the bit to find out a bit more. How can they get in contact with you?
I believe my website... my website, yes, details on your...
We will,
yes,
post,
we
them
will post, yep, that.
Okay,
again.
But I can give them to you. My website is www.brendacameron.co.uk.
And that's, okay, Cameron, isn't it?
Cameron.
Yep.
I'm on Twitter, Brenda Cameron 2.
And that's the number 2.
Number 2. I'm on Facebook, Brenda Cameron Life Coach. I'm also giving a free talk at Whitstable Castle on the 10th of September.
That's not long. That's next
week.
Next week.
Tomorrow.
7:15 to 8:45. If you'd like to find out more about the lightning process.
Yeah. In
the,
yeah.
Just check. Angela does, yes, early morning, yeah, events, so
I
we
could
do
be
have
there
to clarify.
7:15 in the morning.
So do I, Angela. I'm normally out running at 5 in, yep, the morning.
Hey, I like it. I like your style.
So Whitstable Castle, 7:15, mm, next Tuesday evening on the 10th.
Yes, please contact me. If you go onto my website, there's a telephone number there, or there's a contact form. If you'd like me to reserve a place for you at the free talk, please contact me and let me know.
So it's free, no charge?
No charge. Excellent. Just to find out more about the lightning process and ask any questions that you might have.
That is excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Brenda. We hope to come back to you before the end of the show. Angela's twitching in the corner, and I think
it might
need to be Jessie time any minute
I'm
now.
I'm just staring
so
longingly.
I'd just like to say thank you very much for coming on and joining us today and sharing your journey,
yeah,
and your,
thanks,
story,
Brenda,
with everybody.
It's fascinating.
And we're going to take a little bit of music to let Angela let off that twitch that she's had all, yeah, afternoon. And
me?
We'll be back after that, after this.
Thank you.
Channel Radio.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins. What is it? It's Jessie time!
Yay! Go dudes! Go dudettes! As we did on Saturday, 31st of August, we were there and we had a personal training session with the marvellous, the awesome and the most genuine guy ever I've met involved with fitness and exercise in show business, called Jesse Pavelka, if anyone knows him, follows him on Sky. And I managed to get a very brief moment of his time and I asked him a few questions. I recorded it. Are you impressed at my recording,
Jen? I am recording, yes.
So you have the button over there to press. So fingers crossed, you can hear a little of Jesse.
So, Jesse, it's been absolutely a fantastic day. Thank you very much from my heart to be experiencing the training with you today. It was absolutely a dream come true.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I will sleep well. Your involvement with HOOP, which is the UK charity for helping overcome obesity problems.
Right.
So just tell us your involvement. You chose to take quite an active part with it. Why was that?
Right. Well, I'm a patron of HOOP, and so I go around and I help kind of spread awareness, get people involved. You know, the issue is a lot of people that have issues with obesity, they're like, where do I go?
Yeah.
Where do I go? And there are things out there, but there's just not enough accessibility.
No.
And the good thing about HOOP is a lot of it is web-based. There are physical locations as well, but it's a place for people to go to be listened to, you know, and find solutions. And I think that's a pretty incredible thing, and it's something that really kind of that drew me towards HOOP, and because I get email after email, and I can only answer so many. It's a lot of messages, and you read these, and you're just like, I want to help this person, but I can't. I can send them a nice message, but is that going to help?
Yeah.
So it's things like HOOP that do make positive change and long lasting change, and it's a place for people to go for accountability and. It's a good thing.
Mm. Yeah. And you're over here in the UK purely to really promote HOOP and the exercise and the events we've done this morning, the walk and
right.
the exercise, the circuit training. That's
yep.
all the money that's been going to HOOP this morning.
Right, exactly.
But you're doing other events as well, sort of dotted around.
There's HOOP events, and then I'm doing an event. I'm creating a brand where it's an all encompassing type fitness brand, and we're going to do a few events and see how it goes, test the waters, and then hopefully create something pretty big, cool, and exciting.
Good.
But the majority of my visit is for HOOP and getting people involved, raising money, obviously, because you know it's a very green charity. It's not it hasn't built itself up, but we're in the process of, and it's through
that.
These events that's
absolutely. Yeah. Well, we had a good turnout today.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
And I mean, your program, I followed you on the radio, on the television, and the programs you've done. Both the year to save, was a year to
save my
save
life,
my life
yeah.
and then this one you're currently doing,
Fat, the fight of my life.
Fat, fight of my life. But not all our listeners may have Sky or may even have seen the programs yet.
Right.
And talking to a lot of the ladies, Keith, the questions that are coming up today, people are saying about the motivation. So how do they, as you said, how do they get started? Who do they look to first? Well, HOOP is a great activity and a great area. But for them, if they're at home, what would you suggest that they start with first? Or is it the mind first? Is it the body? Is it the two together?
I think it's different for everybody. Some people are easily motivated at the start of a program. It's new, it's exciting, and the problem is staying motivated. Can you stay motivated? I tell people to take the body and the mind to follow. You know, do something for 5 minutes. Go outside and go for a walk for 5 minutes. And if you feel like turning around and going home, go for it. But the majority of the time, you're going to keep going. You're out in it, and it's as simple as getting outdoors. You know, it's funny about training in nature. It really opens up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sitting in a box, we live in boxes.
Yeah.
We wake up in a box.
Yep.
We walk to a box in a car. We'll call that the car. It's a box.
It's a box.
We take that box to another box, and we sit in front of a box and type.
A box.
Yeah. Computer.
Yeah.
The great thing about being outdoors is it opens up your mind, and it gives you solutions, I find.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a great thing. That's why I say take the body and the mind will follow. Get outdoors. Mm-hmm. Go do something. Go walk for 5 minutes, and you'll be shocked at how your mind shifts.
Mm.
It's kind of like, well, okay, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
And now I'm out.
Yeah.
I might as well carry on.
Yeah, I might as well keep going.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is just kind of faking it till you make it.
Yeah. One of the things close to my heart, as you know from this morning, is with injury.
Yeah.
And some people I know, they get a setback, they get an injury, the lady with the hip.
Yeah.
Again, is that... Obviously, there's an element of the body saying, maybe you need to stop to sit down.
Yeah.
But also there are presumably ways they can talk to people about what else. Like, you were great when you were saying about there's always an alternative. There's always a slightly different move or something else.
With injury, it's a funny thing because some of us train and we find reasons not to. Mm. And I do have clients that say, you know, I can't, my knee. But sometimes, is it the knee or is it because you don't want to feel the pain of exercise or you don't want to? And you have to take the clients, you have to take them on their word a lot of times. But also sometimes people, they're afraid of pain.
Yeah.
It's unfamiliar. Training is pain. It is. Exercise is pain in a lot of ways. And your injury obviously is legitimate. I'm not saying you, but a lot of my clients,
it's frustrating.
It's frustrating. And, you know, sometimes you have to push through pain. And it's one of the great things about exercise. Pain tells you you're a human being. It tells you, hey, I'm feeling something.
Yeah.
It's better than sitting inside not doing anything. Yeah. But when it is a real injury, you're right. There is modifiers. There's something you can do. As we get older, look, we're not able to do as much, but it's about doing something, right? And staying active, staying involved in life. Don't let an injury tell you, well, all I can do is sit down. Mm. It's not the case. You can do something.
You can do something.
And it's about finding solutions.
Fantastic. And one thing before we go is your involvement in working with Lisa's team. What drove you to that? Was that because there wasn't that help, there wasn't that focus that, you know, the team seemed to be those that are already the fitness bunnies?
Absolutely. And that was the thing. I was training people for vanity reasons. And, you know, it was just one of those things. It was funny. Me and my business partner at the time sat down and we're like, what can we do that's different, that's not being done? And we're like, We'll train the obese, and we teamed up with a gastric bypass doctor, and he sent his people pre and post op, and it worked out. It was, you know, we sat down in the groups and we listened to the struggles. We got to kind of get inside of their heads a bit and see what was going on. We got to change lives, and I got to do it at a young age. It was before the big issues were coming up with obesity, and all of the media was like, well, it's a major issue. So it was really cool being a part of that at the beginning. Because I got to do what I loved and do it on TV and help the masses. That's kind of how it started.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate that.
Channel Radio.
So that was a little piece of Jesse hearing live in the UK. It was on Saturday. He is an absolute, as you can hear there, the genuine compassion for people who haven't necessarily got the outlet and the help and the support. And actually, Hoop was founded by a lady called Leslie McCormack. And if you look up the website, which is hoopuk.org.uk, you'll see lots more information about it. But yeah, Jesse chose that, you know, he's a patron of it and a very active part. This whole week that he's here in the UK is mainly around raising funds. And we could pay to have this personal training session with him on Saturday. So he put me through my paces. Although he did say at one point, good form. I was like, and then after that, people could join us and go for a walk as well. So we walked around. It was over near Shepherd's Well. And so it was about a 3-mile walk. And he generally sort of, you know, mingled, chatted to all, I knew, I think, all the people that were there. One lady came up from Cornwall, didn't sleep, drove all the way through the night to come and see him and chat with him. And her amazing story, she'd lost 9 stone, and then she's now lost a further 3 stone, I think it was. Just amazing. But Leslie McCormack set up the charity because there wasn't this help and support, mainly, again, targeting at teenagers.
Right.
Because it's all well and good for the help and of those that are maybe we're trying to stop obesity. There's a lot of in the press, and there's a lot of information about, you know, diet and exercise and look after yourself now. But she was saying, and information that, same with Jesse, is that, but what about those people who are? They've got to that stage and they're like, so what do I do?
Prevention's
too late.
I know
I want to change. It's a bit like you were saying, Brenda. So, you know, what do I do? I know I want to, you know, there must be something out there that can help me. So that's one avenue, is you can, you know, tap into Hoop, and it's sometimes just an online dialogue or support, or it might then signpost you to various activities, trainers, whatever your need is, really. Right.
So when Jesse's not here, there are still events going on.
Absolutely, there's always things going on, and he's just purely here to just raise awareness, because it's still very early stages with Hoop, and right. So they're, you know, trying to raise the funds. But we paid to compete and do these things. And I understand from Chris from Fitness Frenzy, that who organised the events, okay. that we raised that weekend just over £1,000.
That's incredible.
Hoop.
How many people were there?
Fantastic. We had 10 of us in the personal training, so it was a limited right. places. Sure. It was only 10 places, so I was really amazed to get in. And then the walk, I think it was just an unlimited. So there must have been a good 30 people, I think, on the walk. So it was there was a lot of drivers on the country lanes that were coming across these massive women. What's going on here? You know, trundling along the country roads.
You but said there were a few men there as well.
There were some men
there. So it wasn't
too,
just yeah. the Jesse Pan
no,
Club.
No, no. I mean, the woman that came up from Cornwall, the husband drove so right. she could sleep. And it was amazing, the amount of support and the stories. That's the amazing stuff, the stories. But if you are able to get onto Sky and Sky Living, or if you can get hold of the DVDs of past shows, the first show he did was Obesity, A Year to Save My Life, sorry. And the one that's on at the moment is called Fat, The Fight of My Life. And it's just the compassion about, you know, giving these people this new lease of life, this change of life. And he's very passionate about it being, as he said there, you know, just get up, go out for a walk, just getting out, just that shift. And I love his quote, take the body and the mind will follow. You know, very similar, Brenda, you know, what we've been talking about this afternoon, and we talk about a lot on this show.
Absolutely.
But of course, it was great for me to meet a sort of in a way an idol, because I've followed him for quite a few years on what he's doing, and he's sort of he's my style of training and coaching people. So it was lovely to meet sort of, my God, this is a celeb, and am I really here?
You've got a signed photograph.
And I guess
we're going to be able to scan that and put that in.
I've tweeted it to, you know, this is what I've been looking at, as well as the lovely Brenda sitting beside me.
I've been looking at it too.
Yes, she's, who's that? So yes, he signed it for me. He had just enough time, you know, for everybody. And then he was, you know, disappearing off to London the rest of that afternoon as well.
So he's got more events around the country in
he's
the next week.
He's got various events.
So.
If you go through either, you can go on Facebook. He's on Facebook, Jesse Pavelka. That's PAVELKA, or you can follow us through Twitter, and then we do the Twitter links or the Facebook link on our page. We'll tweet, you know, Facebook Hoop UK, they will post on there what it's up to, so you'll be able to find. But he's only a few more days and he's back over to the States, right. But he may well be, I think November time could be back, so we'll let you know.
So we'll let you know if there's anything on there. Well, today we've had the fascinating Brenda Cameron. Thank you again, Brenda, for your time. We're fast running out of time, so we will be posting lots of information on Facebook about Brenda. But just to reiterate, Brenda is a licensed practitioner of Lightning Process, qualified master neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, clinical hypnotherapist, life coach. She does one-to-one coaching on a whole variety of topics. So if nothing tempts you from what you've heard today, still get in contact with Brenda. If she can't help, she'll signpost you to somebody who can.
Oh, we've got some tweet. Can we just mention we've got a tweet?
Very quickly.
We've had someone favourite our tweet, which is brilliant. A lady called Cherry in Canterbury. I think she might have been there with Jesse on Saturday. So hello, Cherry, if I saw you, or if I was collapsed in the corner. Great that you're following.
Excellent. Thank you for that,
Cherry. Can I just say thank you to both you and Angela for inviting
welcome.
Me. You've been lovely.
Thank you so much. And on next week's show, we have an interview with Vibeca Francis of Whitehorse Reiki.
Yes.
So for anybody interested in Reiki, join us next week. And we're playing you out. You can't guess what it is, can you, folks? It's The Bright Side. Have a lovely week.
Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.